Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 980 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Jeff.
Hi, Pat. This is Jeff Campbell from NewMiddleClassDad.com, and I've got another question for you. Thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for answering some of my questions previously. My question today is around scheduling posts on social media. I know you batch your podcast and blog posts well in advance. Right now it's June, and I imagine if you take this question, it'll be in the fall when I hear it. And right now you're probably preparing posts and podcasts that will air in September or October or later. And I'm wondering how far in advance you schedule the corresponding social media posts to go along with those things. Do you schedule those now at the time when you're recording them, or do you schedule them once they've gone live or shortly before they go live? I'd just like to see a little bit more about how that process works. I don't currently schedule any of my things until they are actually live on my site, and I don't know if that's the best way to do things. Thanks for everything that you do, Pat. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to hearing your answer.
Hey, Jeff, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. Social media posts for my podcast episodes and my blog are done through a tool called CoSchedule. And what CoSchedule allows us to do is to, ahead of time, plan out our social media posts as we are editing and as we are formatting that post. So what typically happens is the post will be produced, you know, anywhere between 12 to 8 weeks beforehand in terms of me recording the podcast or me starting to write the blog post. It isn't until about 4 weeks before that somebody on the team, and we do it that early because we're just trying to get ahead of schedule in case anything happens, and we can just basically be ahead of schedule and have a little bit of flexibility. But, you know, even if it's 1 week before, it's totally fine too. Even a day before, like, I like the fact that we're doing the social media planning and the posts before we hit publish, so that the moment we hit publish, all those things, the social media posts, are happening as they are going. But for us, 4 weeks out, the team begins to start putting things into WordPress, taking the thing that was in my Google Doc and formatting it into a blog post, or taking those MP3 files that were already uploaded to Libsyn for my podcast host, and then structuring the blog post and embedding the MP3 and the player inside that blog post, all those things. Within WordPress, this is the cool thing about CoSchedule and WordPress. They speak together. You can fill out the CoSchedule fields within your WordPress site and vice versa. So as we are crafting the posts and getting it ready and for scheduling 4 weeks later, we can actually also write in copy for tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn posts, and all those kinds of things. So we actually write those out, and what's cool is it automatically generates the link back to that post after that post is published. So it knows how to do that so that you're not just like linking to a dead link and then you kind of have to fix it afterwards. So it does that. It also pulls images from the blog post too, even the preview of the blog post. So that is really helpful too, so that when it goes live, it just works, and it just, you know, CoSchedule does its thing. They also have a tool called Requeue that allows you to reuse some of those things in the future if you're promoting older things. And that one, that particular tool within CoSchedule is more and very similar to Meet Edgar. But where I feel CoSchedule is really cool is you can plan your social media post as you are writing your blog posts or creating the blog post for your podcast episodes ahead of time. So it's done pretty far in advance. And typically we have one go out immediately, and that's the other cool thing. You can set as many as you want. You can have sort of a rhythm and a template of how many you want to go out and at what time after that post is published. So I think the way we have it is immediately after we publish, and we set this co-schedule tool within our blog post to do this, immediately after it's published, the social posts go out. And then on Twitter, it follows up 3 hours later with a different post, not the same one, but a different one that we've already pre-filled out. And then a day later, and then I think 3 days later, and then 1 week later. So we have multiple instances already in place for the post to be published and promoted. And if you go to my Twitter stream, you can probably find the patterns to that exactly. So that's how it works, Jeff. And CoSchedule is a tool. If you want to check that out, askpat.com/CoSchedule. That is an affiliate link, just so you know, and I want to just be upfront with that. But it's a great tool. I've had multiple conversations with the team over there, and they're just fantastic. And it's an amazing tool. So CoSchedule. All right. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you. I know you have a t-shirt already, so we'll figure out what we'll do with those extra ones that we can give away or something. We'll figure it out. But I just want to thank you again for your question. And for anybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Marilyn Vos Savant. Being defeated is often a temporary condition. Giving up is what makes it permanent. Don't give up, guys. All right, guys, take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.